რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
19 საათია თბილისის დროით. პრაღის სტუდიიდან ახალემბის გამოშვებით კობა ლიკლიკაძე დავბრუნდი. გერმანია მოსკოვსა და კიევს არსებითი მოლაპარაკებისაკენ მოუწოდებს. კოსოვოში საპარლამენტო არჩევნები მიმდინარეობს. საპარლამენტო არჩევნებს ატარებენ თვითგამოცხადებულ სამხრეთ ოსეთშიც და სხვა ახალი ამბები ახლა უფრო დაწვილებით მოისმინეთ. გერმანიის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრი ფრანკ-ვალტერ შტაინმაიერის თქმით, რამდენიმე ბოლოდროინდელი მოვლენა, მათ შორის უკრაინის საპრეზიდენტო არჩევნები და რუსეთისა და უკრაინის პრეზიდენტების შეხვედრა საფრანგეთში, იმედის მომცემია. მაგრამ რეალური პროგრესის მიღწევა მხოლოდ იმ შემთხვევაში შეიძლება, როდესაც მოსკოვსა და კიევს შორის პირდაპირი დაარსებითი ხასიათის მოლაპარაკებები დაიწყება, აცხადებს ვალტერ შტაინმაიერი ერთ-ერთ გერმანულ გამოცემასთან ინტერვიუში. გერმანიის საგარეო უწყების ხელმძღვანელის თქმით, იგი ამ მოსაზრებას გაიმეორებს პოლონეთისა და რუსეთის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრების შეხვედრაზე, რომელიც 10 ივნის სანქტ-პეტერბურგში გაიმართება. გერმანიის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრმა უკრაინის ხელისუფლებას მოუწოდა, რომ ექსტრემისტების წინააღმდეგ მიმდინარე სამხედრო ოპერაციის მსვლელობის დროს ძალა პროპორციულად გამოიყენოს. კოსოვოში, სადაც ვადამდელი საპარლამენტო არჩევნები ტარდება, დილიდან გახსნილია საარჩევნო უბნები. ვადამდელი არჩევნები კოსოვოში მას შემდეგ დაინიშნა, რაც მაისში სამთავრობო კრიზისის ფონზე საკანონმდებლო ორგანო დაიშალა. არჩევნებში გამარჯვებისა და მესამე ვადით მთავრობის დაკომპლექტების იმედი აქვს ქვეყნის მოქმედ პრემიერ-მინისტრ ჰაშიმ ტაჩის, რომელმაც პრიშტინაში ერთ-ერთ საარჩევნო უბანზე გააკეთა საკუთარი არჩევანი. სულიად დარწმუნებული ვარ, რომ კოსოვო, მისი მოქალაქეები და პოლიტიკური სპექტრი მსოფლიოს გაუგზავნის მესიჯს, რომ კოსოვოში დემოკრატია ვითარდება. მაგრამ არჩევნები შეჯიბრია და მე ხმა მივეცი ახალ მისიას და 58 ნომერს, კოსოვოს დემოკრატიულ პარტიას. განცხადა კოსოვოს პრემიერ-მინისტრმა ჰაშიმ ტაჩიმ. ვაშინგტონმა ახალი წევრებისაგან დააკომპლექტა ის ჯგუფი, რომელიც გასულ წელს ირანის დელეგაციასთან საიდუმლო მოლაპარაკებებს აწარმოებდა ბირთვულ პროგრამაზე, რაც მნიშვნელოვანი შუალედური შეთანხმებით დასრულდა. ამ ჯგუფში შეერთებული შტატების სახელმწიფო მდივნის მოადგილე უილიამ ბერნსი, მოადგილე პოლიტიკურ საკითხებში ვენდი შერმანი და საგარეო პოლიტიკური საკითხების მრჩეველი ჯეიკ სალივანი შედიან. შეხვედრა 9 ივნის იგეგმება თეირანის თანახმად, კი ირანის დელეგაცია რომში 11-12 ივნის რუსეთის დელეგაციასთან გამართავს მოლაპარაკეებს. შეერთებული შტატებისა და ირანის ორმხრივი მოლაპარაკეები წინ უსწრებს 16 ივნისის 5+1 ფორმატის ცნობილ შეხვედრას, რომელზეც საბოლოოდ უნდა შემუშავდეს ირანის ბირთვული პროგრამის გრძელვადიანი მოწესრიგების გეგმა, რომელიც 20 ივლისს უნდა დამტკიცდეს. 18 კაცი დაიღუპა და 55 დაშავდა ბაღდადის ჩრდილოეთით თვითმკვლელი მოიარიშის მიერ ქურთა პოლიტიკური პარტიის ოფისთან მოწყობილი აფეთქების შედეგად. პოლიციის ცნობით თვითმკვლელმა ასაფეთქებელი მოწყობილობა მოქმედებაში მოიყვანა ქურთა პატრიოტული კავშირის ოფისის შესასვლელთან ქალაქ ჯალულაში, რომელიც ბაღდადიდან 125 კილომეტრის დაშორებით მდებარეობს. ერაყის ხელისუფლების ცნობით კი 60 კაცზე მეტი დაიღუპა 7 ივნის შიიტებით დასახლებულ ბაღდადის კვარტლებში მომხდარი ტერაქტების სერიის შედეგად. იმავდროულად რამდენიმე შეარაღებული პირი, რომლებმაც კონტროლი დაამყარეს ქალაქ რამადიში მდებარე უმაღლესი სასწავლებლის საერთო საცხოვრებელზე, კვლავ შენობაში რჩებიან. ექსტრემისტები ალყა შემოტყმულნი არიან, დროდადრო ისმის როლის ხმა. თვითგამოცხადებულ სამხრეთ ოსეთში საპარლამენტო არჩევნები მიმდინარეობს, რომელზეც დამკვირვებლები 12 ქვეყნიდან არიან მიწვეულნი. სააგენტო რესი საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრის მოადგილის კაზულა ცხოვრებოზე დაყნობითი უწყება, რომ არჩევნებზე დამკვირვებლები ჩავიდნენ აფხაზეთიდან და დნესტრისპირეთიდან, ასევე საბერძნეთიდან, ლიტვიდან, იტალიიდან, საფრანგეთიდან, შეერთებული შტატებიდან, გერმანიიდან და რუსეთიდან. ცხოვრებოვის თქმით, ამ ქვეყნებმა დამკვირვებლებად ცხინვალში არაკომერციული ორგანიზაციების წარმომადგენლები გაგზავნეს. საქართველოს ხელისუფლება საპარლამენტო არჩევნებს თვითგამოცხადებულ რესპუბლიკაში მიიჩნევს უკანონოდ და არა ლეგიტიმურად. ცხინვალის მონაცემებით ამორჩეულთა აქტივობა ძალიან მაღალია. ცხინვალის თვითგამოცხადებული რესპუბლიკის პარლამენტში 34 ადგილისათვის 9 პარტია იბრძვის. თქვენ მოისმენთ რადიო თავისუფლების ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, რომელიც კობა ლიკლიკაძემ გაგაცანით. ახალი ამბის მორიგი გამოშვები ჩვენ 1 საათის შემდეგ შევხვდებით ერთმანეთს.
In Indonesian we say, variasi terbaik dunia, VOA Music Mix. Everybody says the world's best variety. VOA Music Mix.
Were you taping?
Yeah. We're starting another edition of Acoustic Cafe right now. I'm Rob Reinhart, and it's another 2 hours of great new acoustic music. This time, new John Fulbright, Connor Oberst, and Khalees. Plus, a new song being created at South by Southwest by last week's guests on the show, Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. And our in-studio guest this week is Lila Foy.
Yeah, like as a teenager, there's just so much like pent up like stuff, and you just feel like you can like... I mean, my songs were awful 5 years ago, but I was certainly writing them.
Crafting songs on her own in her London apartment, Lila Foy debuted those songs under the moniker Wall back in 2012. For her new album, she decided to step out front and center on her disc called Mirrors the Sky, released under her own name this spring. Using the same musicians that comprised Wall, Lila left London to isolate herself in the English countryside to create the songs on Mirrors the Sky. If you listen really closely, too, you can even hear some of those pastoral sounds on the CD. But for today's visit, she just brought her band. And to talk about the new album and play some of the songs, Lila Foy will join us in just a bit as our in-studio guest. I will start with REM from the newly released Unplugged set. These are full sets that the band performed in 1991 and 2001. They are the only band to have played MTV's groundbreaking show twice. From the earlier set, here's a song that dated back to their second album, Reckoning, which makes it now 30 years old. South Central Rain, the acoustic version on Acoustic Cafe.
Did you never come? I've waited for your call. These rivers of suggestion are driving me away. The trees are built. The cities wash away. The city on the river. Is a girl without a dream. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Listen to mountain third party call. The lines are down, the wise man wrote his words upon the rocks. I'm not bound to follow suit. The trees will bend. The cities wash away. The city in the mountains is a boy without a dream. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Conversation down, go build yourself another dream. This choice isn't mine.
There's a problem, feathers, iron, bargain buildings, weights and pulleys. Feathers hit the ground before the rain can leave the air. By the sky and sail the sky and tell the sky and tell the sky. Don't fall on me. Talk around the problem. Building tower foresight isn't anything at all. By the sky and sail the sky and bleed the sky and tell the sky. Don't fall on me, yeah. Fall. Sky and ask the sky and ask the sky. Don't fall on me, yeah. Fall on me, don't fall on me. Ask the sky, don't fall on me, yeah. Fall on me, fall on me.
Starting our show this week with some very early REM right there, the song called Fall on Me, as performed live at our studios back in 1999 by Dar Williams, Lucy Kaplansky, Richard Schindel. The three of them came together for an album of covers just one time, called themselves Cry 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 for that album. Then we started with the band itself, that is no longer a band, calling it quits back in 2011, but just now, the MTV Unplugged sessions, the complete sessions from 1991 and 2001, the two appearances that REM made on MTV's Unplugged are now out, and we heard that song from 1984 called South Central Rain. Well, back in 2003, there was a huge hit. It was called Milkshake, and the artist who had that hit was a woman named Khalees. She is back now with a new album, which is called Food, and it continues along those food themes with songs like Friday Fish Fry and others. But then there is this interesting acoustic number in the middle of the disc and something that has nothing to do with food. The song is called Bless the Telephone on Acoustic Cafe.
It's nice to hear your voice again. I've waited all day long, even wrote a song for you. It's strange the way you make me feel. With just a word or two, I'd like to do the same for you. It's nice to hear you say hello. And how are things with you? I love you. But very soon it's time to go. An office job to do while I'm here writing songs for you. Strange how a phone call can change your day, take you away. The telephone. It's nice the way you say my name. Not very fast or slow, just soft and low. The same as when you tell me how you feel. I feel the same way too. I'm very much in love with you. Strange how a phone call can change your day, take you away, away from the feeling of being alone.
all the time. You may never go my way. Mother Earth is waiting for you, 'cause there's a debt you got to pay. Don't care how great you are, don't care what you're worth. When it all ends up, you got to go back to Mother Earth. You may play the racehorses, you may own a racetrack, have enough money, baby, to buy anything you lack. Don't care how great you are, and I don't care what you're worth. When it all ends up, you got to go back to Mother City. May have diamonds and pearls, may have your own airplane, baby, and fly all over this world. But I don't care how great you are, don't care what you're worth. When it all ends up, you got to go back to Mother Earth.
That's Willie Watson at Acoustic Cafe. Willie used to be an Old Crow Medicine Show. He left that band a few years ago and has just now launched his solo career with an album called Folk Singer, Volume 1. His interpretations of classic folk songs and a bit of blues as well, like that one from 1951 by Memphis Slim. Memphis Slim's best-known song, as a matter of fact, called Mother Earth. Before that, it was Khalees, yeah, the woman who did Milkshake. There is nothing else that sounds like that song Bless the Telephone on her brand-new album, Food, which is where you will find that little acoustic number from Khalees. Let's go back about a year ago right now when Dallas Green, City in Color, released an album called The Hurry and the Harm. He was live in our studios for this version of The Lonely Life at Acoustic Cafe.
Thank you. savior. Burned and burning with regret. The lonely life of a writer with one last desperate request. Singing, please don't pass me by. I am alive, oh can't you see that I've been blinded completely. Please don't pass me by. I am alive, oh can't you see that I am pleading for your mercy.
City in Color, live in our studios, doing a song that was on the last studio album called The Hurry and the Harm. That was The Lonely Life at Acoustic Cafe. And just ahead, it's Joseph Arthur's tribute to Lou and this week's in-studio guest, Lila Foy.
We haven't forgotten where we've been.
We know where we're going, and you're welcome to come along.
VOA Music Mix.
He's gonna end up on a dirty boulevard. He's going out.
The description modern rock was relatively new in 1989, and one of the first chart toppers of the modern rock charts was a rock and roll veteran with better than 20 years of work behind him then, Lou Reed. After hitting some low points in the 1980s, he came back with one of his classic albums in 1989, simply called New York. And that's what the album was about, as Lou took a frank look at his hometown in the late 80s. Lou passed away last fall at the age of 71, and while there have been numerous tribute concerts throughout the nation over the last 8 months, the first full tribute album came from Joseph Arthur. Joseph moved from Ohio to New York in the early 90s, and like Lou, has crafted a singular musical sound and career, sometimes experimental, sometimes straight-ahead rock and roll. On Lou, Joseph chose to mourn the loss of his friend by choosing a dozen of his favorite Lou Reed songs and create quiet, stripped-down interpretations. Here's Joseph Arthur's version of the New York song, Dirty Boulevard, on Acoustic Cafe.
Pedro lives out of the Wilshire Hotel. He looks out a window without glass. The walls are made of cardboard, newspapers on his feet. His father beats him because he's too tired to beg. He's got 9 brothers and sisters. They're brought up on their knees. It's hard to run when a coat hanger beats you on the thighs. Pedro dreams of being older and killing the old man, but that's a slim chance. He's going to the boulevard. He's gonna end up on the dirty boulevard. He's going out to the dirty boulevard. He's going down to the dirty boulevard. This room costs $2,000 a month. You can believe it, man, it's true. Somewhere a landlord's laughing until he wets his pants. No one here dreams of being a doctor or a lawyer or anything. They dream of dealing on the dirty boulevard. Give me your hungry, you're tired, you're poor, I'll piss on. That's what the statue of bigotry says. Your poor huddled masses, let's club them to death and get it over with and just dump them on the boulevard. He's gonna end up on the dirty boulevard.
going out. The dirty boulevard is going down. The dirty boulevard. Outside, it's a bright night. There's an opera at Lincoln Center. Movie stars arrive by limousine. Klieg lights shoot up over the skyline of Manhattan. But the lights are out on the mean streets. A small kid stands by the Lincoln Tunnel. He's selling plastic roses for a buck. The traffic's backed up till 39th Street. The TV whores are calling the cops out for a suck. Back at the Wilshire, Pedro's sitting there dreaming. He's found a book on magic in a garbage can. He looks at the pictures and stares at the cracked ceiling. At the count of three, he says, I hope I can disappear. Fly, fly away from this dirty boulevard. I wanna fly from the dirty boulevard. I wanna fly. Dirty boulevard. I wanna fly, 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 fly from the dirty boulevard. Fly away. Dirty boulevard. I wanna fly away. Dirty boulevard. Fly away. Dirty boulevard. I wanna fly, fly, fly away. Dirty boulevard. I wanna fly away. Dirty boulevard. I wanna fly away.
Joseph Arthur's version of Dirty Boulevard, a song by Lou Reed from 1989, as done on Joseph's new tribute album to Lou, which is simply called Lou. And it is Quintessential New Yorkers and Quintessential New York songs that you will read more about, or you can, in the current issue of American Songwriter. There's a lot about Lou Reed in this current issue. Billy Joel is on the cover, and you can find out more at AmericanSongwriter.com. This time on Acoustic Cafe, we would like to introduce you to a new talent from the UK, Lila Foy. Crafting songs on her own in her London apartment, Lila debuted those songs using the name Wall back in 2012. One of those songs, No Secrets, touched a nerve and found an audience and allowed Lila Foy to consider her next musical step. For her new album, she decided to step out from behind Wall on a disc called Mirrors the Sky, released under her own name this past spring. Using the same musicians that comprised Wall, Lila left London and isolated herself in the English countryside to create the songs on Mirrors the Sky. In fact, if you listen closely, you can even hear some of those pastoral sounds on the CD. But for today's in-studio visit, she just brought her band, Ali on bass, Andy on drums, and to talk about the new album and play some of the songs, Lila Foy joins us this week as our in-studio guest.
This album largely is a result of trips outside of London. Like, that was the whole point, was to get out of London, away from all of that, and that's a lot.
Yeah, definitely. I found it kind of hard to concentrate in the city. It's kind of, so much is going on all the time, and I kind of was I was craving a little peace and quiet, so that was the goal.
The Lake District,
yeah.
Cornwall.
Yeah.
So for the listeners who are not familiar with the Lake District or Cornwall, explain why these would be the places that would be best to go if you want to eliminate the noise.
They're very idyllic, beautiful places, and the Lake District is obviously heaving with like history and like poets and stuff, which is quite inspiring to be around. And also just out of necessity, like, we have family and friends, and we were able to like borrow like a little cottage in Cornwall, and work in a studio in the Lake District, which was kind of like a converted barn. So it was also, you know, to do with like where we could go, but if I were to pick two places, they would still be at the top of my list, because they're my like two of my favorite places in the countryside. So
yeah. Did you go up there with songs, or really did you go up there to find songs?
To find songs, definitely.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I did all the like recording and writing at the same time, so I didn't really I didn't sit down and write songs and then work on them and then record them. It was all kind of one and the same with the process for this album, which isn't always how I work, but it's just how I decided to do this.
Find on the new album called Mirrors the Sky from our in-studio guest this week on Acoustic Cafe, Lila Foy.
We are now at this point of a full-length debut with worldwide distribution, and you're out on tour now in support of it and all of that. And this all comes from, you know, pretty much creating music in your room.
Yeah.
So let's go back. I want to go back really like 5 years even. Where was music for you then?
I've always been obviously a big music fan, but more of a listener then, I suppose, than like actual, I definitely picked up a guitar, that long ago, and I was kind of teaching myself songs. I grew up in a household that enjoyed music, and so I always had a lot of music around. Not that there were any musicians in my family. I was writing a lot. I liked to write sort of poetry and short stories and stuff like that. And when I picked up the guitar, I was sort of like, this is a good way to combine the two.
Sure.
And express myself. And yeah, like as a teenager, there's just so much like pent up like stuff. And you just feel like you can like, I mean, my songs were awful 5 years ago, but I was certainly writing them.
It's also, though, I mean, that's sort of a unique challenge to take your poetry or short stories and now try to tell that in 3 or 4 minutes. Mm. That's a different kind of challenge.
That's perfect, though, because even with a short story or whatever, I have a short concentration span. So if I can just, like, condense that time down a little bit to 3:30, that's my perfect formula.
Mirrors the Sky has all these sounds. There's all these interesting sounds. A lot of it, after you kind of built the bones of the song in the countryside, mm-hmm. One is struck with the process of layering here, that these things are very delicately layered. Mm. Was that the goal also in the layering, to always make sure that you weren't going to have to compete with all those layers vocally?
Yeah, definitely. I think all the instrumentation is kind of there to be supportive and to play a supporting role. And I didn't want to make it too heavy. But I think it was also just in the way that that I mixed it. Mm-hmm. So some songs have quite a lot going on. I mean, at times we recorded too much and we went back and took stuff away. But for the most part, it was just kind of in the way I mix things. And if something was cutting over a little bit, I just kind of make it like duller and like make it kind of more muffled sounding. So it's there, but it's not too kind of intrusive. Mm-hmm. There are some kind of tricks in the mix that I mixed it myself. So I didn't like know what I was doing particularly, but I just kind of went on, you know, my ear and what sounded right.
Feather Tongue, performed live here at Acoustic Cafe by our guest on the show this week,
Lila Foy. You will find the original of that on the first album she's released under her own name, which is called Mirrors the Sky. And we'll have more from Lila, as well as Ollie and Andy, in the second hour on Acoustic Cafe. Find us online at ACafe Radio on Twitter, and Instagram and Facebook. You can find through our regular website, which is at acafe.com. You can also check out our archives there. You can catch the new songs we've created at South by Southwest this year. And you can sign up for our weekly e-newsletter, Lots to Do, at acafe.com. And coming up, it's a new album from Joe Henry, also John Fulbright, Ziggy Marley, and an in-studio performance from Roseanne Cash.
The world's best variety.
Expect it here.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. Invisible Hour is the new album from Joe Henry. And unlike some of the more adventurous work that he has done over his last few records, Invisible Hour is simple, it is direct, and once again, it is fabulous. The four-time Grammy Award-winning producer and artist, once again, is using that great group of musicians he uses all the time. Greg Lees, Jay Belarus, David Pilch. Levon Henry is on here. That is his son. And then there are some guests. In this case, it is Lisa Hannigan duetting with Joe Henry on a song called Lead Me on Acoustic Cafe.
Draws a shape, pulls the thread of your frayed lace undone. It falls like the evenings that charm then devour their young. The face of the moon on the river will shiver and run. From belief to surrender, and I want you to lead me on. The quiet of midnight is bright and it sounds an alarm. As men from the county line get down and take up their arms. No one you can name is just that one thing they have shown. You speak from the shadow and I want you to lead me on. And it rises with blood in its eyes. The sharp mountains crawl into clouds where a blade thin disguise. The hour is hung on a ladder uncut from my. High above me, and I want you to move me on. Well, this is my body, already broken for thee. The black hole at my soul, not a diamond, but cracked open and the dark rushing river sweeps, pushing away and along. Like light through the pines, though I want you to lead me on. The dark rushing river sweeps, pushing away and along.
like light through the pines. So I want you, I want you to lead me on. Standing inside your doors, teardrops fall on my shoes. Is there no time to be amused? Poor or crying to be heard, I'm crying for the world. Society, my friend, so many choices, so many devices. So many voices, many are confused, many are refused, so many abuse, so many rising, so many rising, so many rising, ignorant behavior, your strength becomes your weakness. Above the fray, when the fray's getting higher every day. Society, my friend, so many choices, so many devices, so many vices. Many are confused, many are refused, so many abused, so many rising, so many rising. So many arising, so many rising. The shepherds are wolves, protecting their goods, and money is mightier than the pen. Greed will always take whatever it can. Maybe it must break before it bends. Some will not remember, some will never know what life was like before the new world. The grass was clean, air was pure, and spies weren't standing inside your doors. Teardrops fall on my shoes. Is there no time to be amused? Poor are crying to be heard. I'm crying for the world. Society, my friend, so many choices, so many devices, so many vices. Many are confused, many are refused, so many abuse, so many rising, so many rising, so many rising, so many rising, so many arising, so many rising, so many rising, so many arising, so many rising.
The album's called Fly Rasta. It's new music from Ziggy Marley on Acoustic Cafe. A song called So Many Rising. Ziggy Marley did some kids albums and revisited his father's material not too long ago, but has continued doing his own work. This is his fifth solo release, Fly Rasta. And before that, we heard the 13th studio album now from Joe Henry, and the first released as an independent project. There is no label associated with it. Joe is doing it himself. The album is called Invisible Hour, and we heard a song which is a duet with Lisa Hannigan. The song was called Lead Me On. One of the biggest stories out of the folk world the last couple of years has been that of John Fulbright. He came from Oklahoma, made his debut a couple of years ago, and took the folk world by storm. There pretty much wasn't a folk writer in the country who didn't have good things to say about John Fulbright and his songs. And he has a new collection of songs, and in fact that collection is called Songs. Brand new music now from John Fulbright. Let's listen to the song from John called Happy on Acoustic Cafe.
Every time I try to write a song, it always seems to start where we left off. Tonight I'd rather stand up straight, look it in the eye, and won't you tell me what's so bad about happy? Just wanna set things straight, apologize to you, and somebody tell me what's so bad about happy. Tell me, where's it go when the wind don't know where it ought to blow? Tell me, what's in store for the mind and the body one more? Seem to get a word in edgewise. Tonight I'd rather think of you than try and close my eyes, and I'll just wonder what's so bad about happy. Somebody tell me what's so bad about happy.
It's a hard road, but it fits your shoes. Son of rhythm and brother of the blues. The sound of darkness, the pull of the yoke. Everything is broken and painted in smoke. But there's a light on Sunday, a new old desire. The sound of the whistle crawls the radio wires. Love in your future, I'll wait for you there. With 50,000 watts of a common prayer. 50,000 watts of a common prayer. Be who
brother to her. Live like kings without any sin. Redemption will come, just tune it on in. There's a light on Sunday, a new old desire. The sound of the whistle through the radio wires. Love in your future, I'll wait for you there. With 50,000 watts of a common prayer. 50,000 watts of common prayer. The 50,000 watts of common prayer. The 50,000 watts of common prayer.
For Acoustic Cafe last fall. That is Roseanne Cash and her husband John Leventhal, and doing a song called 50,000 Watts. The original appeared on The River and the Thread, the latest album from Roseanne Cash. Then we heard something brand new from John Fulbright's album called Songs. That's that simple. John Fulbright with the song called Happy on Acoustic Cafe. Next hour on the show, it's another brand new song done at the Subway Sessions at South by Southwest. This year, also Katie Tunstall live at our studios, New Birdie, and Connor Oberst, plus more with our in-studio guest, Lila Foy.